spend your weekend watching any football, the college variety and the pros, maybe you did. I started to invest in the Cotton Bowl. In fact, it was supposed to go to the Cotton Bowl. Didn't go, decided to watch a little bit of it on the tube, and I couldn't stand to watch most of it, to be honest, because LSU just put a pertin' on the Aggies, 41-24, I think was the final score. I can't stand boring football games. Blowout means I'm out of there. You may have that same deal going on in your own little world. The football games over the weekend, the wild card games, three were really good with finishes that were edge of your seat kind of finishes. One was a complete blowout. I won't make that a mystery. That was the Ravens, Baltimore doing damage to the Chiefs. The crowd in red was suddenly silenced pretty much all the way throughout that entire game. Sadly, the weekend of kickback for most of us was shattered on Saturday by the news that a congresswoman had been shot and was in critical condition, Gabby Giffords from Tucson, Arizona. She was speaking to constituents at one of her meet and greets where she really wanted to reach out to people, do kind of a grassroots thing, third election for her that she had won. It was a tightly fought contest this time around for her. So she was meeting people, inviting them all to come out and to talk to them about what was happening in her district. And sadly, her life, it looks like she's going to survive. She's talking after surgery, but her life was almost cut short. But six other people were killed. 14 people in all were shot by an out-of-his-mind nutball, a 22-year-old, Jared Lee Lautner, who now the motivations are all the conversation. What did he do this? This is all the politics, the vitriol, the hate group he was involved with. You know, now it's all about the why. That's what we always want to know, the why. The good news is, thanks to some quick-thinking people who heard the pop, pop, pop from the 9mm, realized quickly what was happening around them. They wrestled the gun away from them, had him on the ground, waited for almost 4 minutes. The police get there, boom, and he's locked up. He's lawyered up. He hasn't said anything, but he's locked up. They got him on charges. That's good. 5 charges. Against this shooter, instead of taking the easy way out, the chicken way out, and killing himself and taking more people out with him, enough were able to get to him to knock him to the ground. From what I can see in poring over things and having, I had a friend who was a talk show host in Phoenix who was sending me some stuff and what he knew and what he was hearing, and from all this conversation about politics is to blame, and what about guns, and let's talk about stronger gun control, and where did he get the gun, and which he did. He picked up the gun in November, and he couldn't get ammunition originally from Walmart because he was acting like such a nut, but then he came back and got it from somebody else. And, I mean, it's just a mountain of information. Sure, there's possible links to some anti-government groups, but from what I can see, this guy at his young age was kind of somebody who was he was somebody who was mentally unbalanced for years. And it's more about that he was unstable. Was he looking for an audience? What is it? We don't know. And the woman that he tried to take out, because they found a letter in a safe at his parents' house, which, by the way, he was living with his parents, and on it, there in the safe, it had a letter that was written to him from the congresswoman thanking him for coming out to support her, all that sort of stuff back in 2007. But on the envelope, he had written assassination, Giffords, and put it in the safe. So there's a clue that she was the target. It wasn't just, this congresswoman randomly happens to be here. Of course, he was definitely gunning for her. And the interesting thing is, if people want to slap a political label on this, this woman supported gun rights, supported the Second Amendment, and if anything, is a centrist kind of politician. She was certainly a moderate, you could label her as. And here she's in the middle of this deal because of being a target for a guy who was completely out of his mind. And so say the people who had him removed from the community college where he was taking a course. So this is going to be the water cooler buzz, sadly, I'm sure, all week long. Already we know there'll be a moment of silence at the Capitol, and they're going to talk about whether or not Congress people need to have security. That's the main thing. That whether or not they need, when they go out and speak to the public, do they need to have security guards with them? How frightening is that? Because who's paying for this? And how sad is it that if I'm a congressperson, if I'm a senator, and, you know, I'm listening to what the people are saying, and I've been listening now for the past year and a half, the whole grassroots movements, I want to be there. I want to hear them. I want to get the feedback. Okay, you elected me. Let's go. Let's hear it. Let's get the feedback. I'm willing to sit down. I'm willing to go face-to-face with you. I think that's the mark of a good politician. Now, is this going to scare them away from doing things like that? All right, let's go out to Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. As much as I'd like to tease you about the Eagles, I'm going to give you a bit of insight because I'm retired Australian Army, and I've been on many protection details through my 10-year military career. And the sad reality is, even if she did have armed bodyguards there, we'd still have several people, including her, injured or dead because there's no way to plan for a lone gunman who is hell-bent on making a statement like that. As an example, the guy who tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan, he had the entire Secret Service surrounding him and still managed to land a shot.
Yeah, that's a good example, too. I mean, and there you go. That's the whole Brady thing. And absolutely, he was a lone gunman, almost pulled it off. You're right. I mean, how much can you smother a congressperson? But you know what they're going to do, Jack. Still, they'll put it out there. And I think what's going to happen is now when a congressperson or a senator, we'll see, because they're going to talk about it this week, they're going to have detail, some kind of detail, whether it's just a handful of police or whatever. I think that they're going to demand that there's going to be officers there. So you're right. If someone's hell-bent on doing that, they're going to do it. But I think that that's going to change policy. It's going to, or change the way they do things, in other words.
Yeah, well, yeah, with public events, yeah, I'm surprised there were no police there, even one or two police officers.
Yeah, there was nobody.
That was probably bad planning on the part of her staff. You know, one or two police officers, yeah, that's fine. But if the public's going to have to wear the whole cost on it, you know, in a way, it almost smacks of like a wags the dog situation or just very good timing to screw up the whole idea of this Congress lowering spending.
Yeah, no kidding, because that's going to be more spending. Excellent point, my friend. Thanks for the call. It's going to be more spending in trying to get more guards with Congress people, which is what I said. As a taxpayer, do you want to now pay for that? All right, coming up on the flip side, more on Giffords and this incident and a few other things as well. Some reaction from people who supported her. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 7th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,360.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,396.28, $698.14 for a half ounce, or $349.07 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,396.28, $698.14, or $349.07.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Well, proud artist and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. Losing money's about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. We're talking about the situation in Tucson, of course. There's going to be conversations about gun control and political rhetoric and vitriol that's being spewed in radio and TV, which is nonsense. You can't pin it on that, I don't think, at all. I think probably if you really scratched the surface and scraped everything away, this is about a kid who was abandoned by, I don't know, his parents when he was little, maybe he was just dumped off, who knows, maybe he was bullied, I don't know. I guarantee something was hard for him somewhere down the line. There was a struggle, there was something going on, and they didn't pay attention. Somebody didn't pay attention. If he was mentally unstable for all this time, why wasn't something done about it? It's not about television or radio or that kind of conversation about political agendas and the issues of immigration, illegal immigration, or whatever else. It's about a failed system somewhere. Somewhere. And the parents are talking to the FBI. What did they know or not know? So the kid lives under their roof. He's bounced out of the community college because he's unstable, can't get back into the college unless he has a note from a doctor saying that he's being treated. That's pretty serious. I mean, this isn't just some kid who's a stoner, who's lazy, who's whatever. It's a kid who's completely unbalanced. Unbalanced enough that people that were in a classroom, this is a community college, just a class. You know, when you take a class, how much do you know about the people around you? That he was so shocking at the stuff that he was doing, which it's probably not a surprise he had to be removed, but somebody in the class who was journaling wrote from the very first day, "Why, the class is great, but there's somebody in the class that I'm very concerned about. You know, when they say somebody could go postal, geez, this guy really scares me. I think he could go postal." And that was back in June. This is January. He targets her for some reason, whatever reason, 15 minutes of fame, decides he doesn't agree with something she's saying, whatever it is. But it's about other things more than anything. It's about unfortunately, I mean, he could have been anywhere. It's about things that happened to him. I'd be curious to find out what the parents said about him, what they knew, what they thought. You know, did they try to get him help? Did they see that something was completely wrong with their son? Did they, you know, he said in a note that they found in his home where he lived with his parents, "I planned ahead." That's what he said. So Jared Lee Lautner is supposed to appear before a federal judge on Monday. Whew. Just crazy. 800-259-5791. There's some other things, believe it or not, that have happened, and we're going to get to those, too, here on America Tonight, I promise. But before we do, let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Kate.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good, but my Eagles lost, so I'm not great.
I'm sorry to hear about that, but I did pick Green Bay.
I know you did pick Green Bay. Thank you. Thank you to everybody who picked Green Bay.
Well, you remember I said before that your Eagles would probably win, so...
You did. You picked a high score, though. You said 41-38. Isn't it crazy? It ended up being 21-16 in the end, and the Eagles had a chance to win it, and they didn't get that touchdown instead of interception in the end zone.
Yeah, I also picked Seattle and the Jets.
Yeah, and how about that your Seattle pick was good, boy. That was an amazing win for Seattle. That was great.
Yeah.
Now, the defense for New Orleans looked terrible, not to take anything away from Seattle, but, boy,
yeah.
What a big win for them.
And my Chiefs self-destructed in the second half.
I know, they did. It was a sad day for the Chiefs. It was.
I don't want to take anything away from Baltimore, but you just can't... have four turnovers in one half. So she can't have four turnovers in one game against a team like Baltimore.
No, you can't. And Baltimore took advantage of it. You're absolutely right. You give them a gift like that, there's no way you're going to win that game, unfortunately. But, hey, they made it to the playoffs, so this is a first step for them. Come back next year. They should be locked and loaded. I like their quarterback. We'll see what happens.
Hey, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Switching subjects. Before these leftist people go off the deep end on making new laws and stuff, restricting guns, that sort of thing.
Sure.
Don't they think that the people that passed the Second Amendment had the brains way back then to know that there would be loony bins walking among their presence?
I think so, because remember, there were things that happened back then even. You're right.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
And if I wanted an argument for doing something like that, I'd want something a whole lot stronger than the actions of a loony bin.
I agree with you. If you're going to... excellent point, Tom. You're always a good caller. Sorry you didn't win Nail the Score. Thanks for the call and making that good point. Absolutely. You can't use that. You can't. I think that will be a cry, and it already is continuing to be a cry. Okay, look what happened in Virginia. Look at this guy. Look what happened. The access to guns, mentally unstable, and this is why this happens. I think somebody that wants to do that will do it anyway. They'll find another way, or they'll find access to guns some other way, and it would be a big mistake. What some would say the answer is, and this has happened a few times, of course, and I will be pointing out more examples of this when I find them. I have found several, and usually on the show I do point this out. But we can also tell you stories where somebody had a gun legally, knew what they were doing, knew how to use it, and saved someone's life. Where they saved someone's life because some nut was trying to do the same thing, and they were able to clip them. They were able to nail them, get them down, and that's it. No waiting around, figuring out, geez, what do we do? We're like victims here. No, somebody was able to react, and they did. And there are many, many examples of that. You usually don't hear that reported as much. In Texas, where our satellite facility is, it is reported when things like that happen because it's a concealed and carried state. And when there is an event where someone's hailed a hero because they legally have a gun, they know how to use it, and some horrific thing is happening or is taking place, and they're in the middle of it, boom, they're able to react. There's also sad stories, which, remember, there was the Luby's cafeteria thing where the nut drove through the cafeteria. This was a long time ago now. I want to say it's probably been maybe 18 years. I'd have to look the exact date up. And this happened in Killeen, Texas. And there was a woman who was in there who had knew what she was doing, knew how to shoot, had a concealed carry permit, all that stuff, but she had her gun in the car or in the truck. Otherwise, she said she would have taken him out in a second. And unfortunately, the shooter took out way too many people, innocent people, just a nut, just another situation of somebody that lost it and for whatever reason decided to take out his anger on innocent people. Because after all, with this 22-year-old, no matter what, he is definitely unbalanced. Something happened in his life, whatever it is. And it's not related to politics. It's related to, as most psychologists will tell you, with all of us, everything goes back to, whether we want to believe it or not, everything goes back to childhood, and those, especially those early years. And it doesn't do much when you think of Jared Lee Loughner and you think of this 9-year-old girl. What did she do? A 9-year-old precocious young girl, Christina Green, who wanted to go to the event. You know, she's a third grader. She wanted to go to the event. A neighbor took her because she wanted to be involved in politics. She was picked for the student council at her elementary school. And she just was at the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, she was robbed of her life. How awful is that for her family? And her family just happens to have a tie. Her grandfather is Dallas Green, who led the Phillies as a manager to the World Series in 1980. And her father is a scout for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So, you know, quickly her family rallied around to, and I give the parents credit for this, to talk to people, to let them know about their daughter and say that we want everybody to know we're proud of her. And we want you to know who she was. I think that's great. Instead of just this victim, they're putting a face to it. Hey, she was the kind of kid that wanted to be involved at 9 years old. She was something special. Who knows what she could have grown up to be. But thanks to the 22-year-old, no one will ever know. Stay with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
What happened, of course, it's going to be the water cooler buzz all week long, all kinds of elements of this as to whether we should pay, taxpayers should pay for the protection of now Congress people as well, and should the rhetoric be turned down on talk radio and television, political analysts and commentary and all that, and to that I say that's ridiculous. We live in the world of free speech, and the same with the Internet. I can't emphasize this enough. If you don't like what's going on, you don't have to watch it, listen to it, or tune into it. You can just ignore it. Somebody who's mentally unstable is mentally unstable no matter what world we live in with what access. And I do not believe that they are rallied to do something like try to take out a congresswoman and the people around her because of something that they heard or read. I don't believe that. I think this goes much deeper. Something should have been done with him before because he was ignored for whatever reason. I don't know. Was he bullied? Who knows? There's something more to this. Was he an oddball? Sounds like it. I think those details, a portrait of him, of course, of Jared Lee Lautner is his name, will emerge in the next few days as everybody is scrambling to piece this all together. And he goes before a federal judge on Monday, and he's facing 5 charges, as you all know at this point. The good news is the Congresswoman Giffords apparently is speaking, came out of surgery. That's good, because she was shot at point-blank range in the head with a 9mm Glock, and it looks like she's surviving this, so others weren't as lucky, like a little girl that I mentioned, and there's still some people fighting for their lives. There's a federal judge who was killed, and he just happened to stop by there to the Safeway to visit with her, and who would think that? So here's some reaction from people who are elected representatives, one from John Larson, a Democrat from Connecticut, about the outpouring and how sincere it was between the two parties on this conference call on Sunday. And the other, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is friendly with Congresswoman Giffords. And Wasserman Schultz was on Meet the Press and said this is really the whole wake-up call to the security issue with Congress people. Take a listen.
Well, I think it needs to be a wake-up call for members who have treated security in a cavalier, their own personal security in a cavalier way.
It's spontaneous. It's sincere. I think people get it.
All right. I think people get it, too. I mean, of course they get it. No matter what the politics are or how heated they are, shame on any elected representatives if they don't understand what's happened here. And they should understand, and I believe they do, and that's why they had the kind of phone call they had, and that's why they're discussing some other things. You know, this is part of the problem. I've said this over and over and over again. Did you ever notice, I mean, when I was a kid, I can remember from the time it was just drummed into my head, growing up in Jersey, okay, the whole idea of voting and how this was just the pride of voting and this was our right and we needed to be aware of what was happening, you know, constantly. We were talking about current events at the table and whatnot. But I also know that my family I had members of my family who couldn't be more liberal and family members who couldn't be more conservative. And yet somehow they managed to get along and they weren't pushing each other off the fishing boats or smashing each other in the head with horseshoes when we were playing horseshoes at the shore, or whatever. And so my point being, and even the politics, yes, it can get angry and heated and everything else. That's the passion and that's great. And I wish I could bottle up that passion in some people because others are so bloody apathetic. That's why the vote totals to me are always so shocking. But to think that we've come to this point where now it's like angry teams. I'm on the red team. You're on the blue team. You're on the blue team. I'm on the red team. And that's it, baby. You know, I hate your guts. If you don't agree with me, I hate you. I want to chop you down. That is just brutal. The heated debate is awesome. It should be. I love the passion in politics. But not when it goes to the extreme. The hatred is crazy. It's crazy how it's gotten. And this is what we live in. I mean, this is what we live with. It used to be, and maybe this will happen now, it used to be that even though people opposed each other on the Hill, you know, they'd still grab a steak and hang out together. If you saw the list of some of the of the people that Ted Kennedy, of all people, could there have been a more liberal lion in the Senate? The people that he was friendly with on the Republican side of the aisle, I mean really friendly with, hardcore Republicans, you'd faint. You would look at that and say, you got to be kidding me. I would think they'd want to beat each other up. So, you know, that inner working has to change. That's why I'm also for more of that common sense approach, and why couldn't we have a third party and term limits? Okay, if we don't like what's happening, remember it's a government for the people, by the people. And you should exercise your right to your opinion. You should lobby Congress people and senators and go out to meetings and have your say. And we did see that. We saw that with those town hall meetings, and that's why we ultimately, in the midterm elections, people were upset and there were some changes that were made. But not to the point of killing someone. That's just beyond anything I can fathom. That's an unbalanced scumbag. That's what that is. And in this case, this was a 22-year-old kid. Who knows what his background is? Where were the parents? He was living at home. Did they not pay attention? Did they not notice he wasn't right? Did they try and somehow he just fell through the cracks and they couldn't seem to help him but didn't realize that he had anything like this planned? I'm sure they didn't realize he had anything like that planned. But did they realize he was slipping away, that he was going down a crazy path? You know, there's your questions. And those questions abound, and we'll see if any answers come up in the next couple of weeks. All right, let's fill in the blanks on a few other things, because believe it or not, some other things happened in this country and elsewhere. One, I want to say this. The snow that is now going toward the eastern part of the United States, supposedly dumping maybe 12 inches again on New York, New Jersey, that whole area. they're calling it a major storm across the southeastern United States. And living in the great state of Texas in our satellite facility, I just have to laugh out loud when I listen to the local news and I hear them describe the treacherous conditions with the snow that has fallen. You would think that we are in blizzard times and all the schools are closing. And I get the ice thing, and that's scary. Freezing rain turns to the sheets of ice. Okay, I understand that. And that's what's in store, I guess, on Monday morning. But the snow, oh, you would have thought, seriously, that we were living in Minnesota or Michigan, or pick a place, any place, Alaska, and we couldn't get through. And what are we going to do? How are we going to survive this major storm? If you are listening to me and you are taking a flight sometime this week, you should, though, check your flight and make sure you get there in plenty of time, because there may be cancellations. They're talking about air travel being affected in even Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, and with these ice storms. And the ice storms are scary, so I don't begrudge anybody saying treacherous when we're talking about ice storms. In DFW, which is the hub of American, they're saying about 20% of Americans' flights were canceled. American Eagle canceled 180 flights. But I laugh because I have lived in these places where the conditions are nothing like the so-called horrible winter storm conditions rolling across the South. Matt, you hear me talk about this, and doesn't it just make you chuckle as somebody who lives with the kind of threats that always hang over Minnesota?
Yeah, it's definitely... I joke to you about the Philly having to cancel the Vikings game, and now in Dallas they're closing schools and hasn't even snowed yet. Up here, that's just a little blip on the radar if you're getting 3 inches of snow or something like that. So we live in the real hardy Midwest, where we can take a winter storm or two.
Yeah, there's some fighting words. Who in this country, who do you think puts up with the worst conditions and they somehow muddle through it? I have a theory about that. In New England, some of the New Englanders, especially in the Boston area, oh, man, they will cut your throat. They can play the dozens, if you know what that means, like nobody I have ever seen. And my theory is because it is so cold and they have so much snow that gets dumped on them, that's the personality. That's the personality in the winter. They're like grizzly bears. Get away from me. Everything is horrible. Life is horrible because of what they have to deal with. And in places like Philly, where there's dusting and then they shut things down. Now, to be fair, when he's making fun of the Vikings Philly game being moved, 20 inches of snow was a lot for Philadelphia. Not the 3 inches to 4 inches that the Dallas-Fort Worth area got, by the way. So there was a little bit of a difference, shall we say, there. And if you are trapped in one of these so-called blizzards, wherever it is that you are listening to me, perhaps you will be watching, because you T-voted, I'm sure, the Jersey Shore. Do you believe, as much as I make fun of these people, these Guido wannabes, or they are Guidos, but of a different sort than the kind of sweet Italian people I grew up with in my family. The show, 8.45 million people. 8.45 million people. They're just going to make more money. That's so crazy. They set a record in their last time when they premiered with 5.3 million. Look for more of the situation. Look for more of Snooki, more of these people coming soon to, who knows, to your mall somewhere. Stay with us.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pumpouts and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Rodgers looks left. He pumps. He's running the wall. He fires it, and it is caught, and they say for a touchdown to James Jones. James Jones inside the far pylon, and the Packers up by 2 scores.
Rodgers shotgun with a setback to his left. That's Brandon Jackson. Snap to Aaron Rodgers. Rushes on. Four-man rush. Screens it out left side. Jackson picks up a couple of blocks.
Good.
Jackson to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown! Yeah! What an answer! Given the game. He's running left. He's got a hole. He's got a first down. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Raiders! And with 4:26 left on Wild Card Weekend, the Hayes in the barn.
Where's the tracking? Let's eat.
32-yard field goal attempt from the right hash for Nick Foles to win the game and send the Jets to New England. Out of the hole of Weatherford. The snap, the placement down, the kick is on the way, and it is good! And the Jets win it here in Indianapolis, and they are moving on to New England. The final score, the Jets 17, the Colts 16. Nick Foles does it. The Jets advance.
Matt under center, takes the snap, drops back 5. He's going to let it fly downfield. Mike Williams is deep down there. He's got it. He is into the end zone. Touchdown, Seahawks. Mike Williams on a 38-yard beautiful rainbow pass from Matt Hasselbeck right over the top. Who in the world throws deep on 3rd and 2 for heaven's sake?
Turn and handle it left side. Find a little bit of a hole. Keeps his leg moving. He's across the 40. Midfield. 45. He's on the run with. 40. Pushes the man. 35. Look at him go. He's down to 20. 15. He could go. He is going to go. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Button. So the Jets, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Steelers, that's a good question. The AFC, what do you think happens there after seeing the Ravens kill the Chiefs? The Jets barely surviving, but still surviving, getting by the Colts and Peyton Manning. And, you know, you look at Green Bay and what they were able to do against Philly, and they deserved to win that game. They did. They deserved to win the game. The Eagles had chance after chance. David Akers missed a couple of kicks. And I didn't believe, after we got pretty deep into the fourth quarter, I thought, oh, they're not going to pull this out. And then yet they still miraculously get another chance. And then Michael Vick, who was the hero of the Eagles season, throws an interception. And then that's the end. It's done. So the final scores, as I said, Baltimore with a thrashing over KC, 30-7. Green Bay gets by Philadelphia 21-16. Nobody nailed the score. Jose came the closest. He said 21-17. Do you believe it? But at Green Bay. But Green Bay wins 21-16. New Orleans goes down. They look terrible. Their defense was awful. Seattle ends up winning that game 41-36. A guy named Lynch had a big reason to celebrate. He was the linchpin in that game. And like we just mentioned, the Jets, of course, move on, beating Indy by 1 point in the end, 17-16. Matt, you were like me. I mean, pretty much my whole weekend, I really watched football, walked the dog, watched football, did very little else, a few little things in between. But I was football chick this weekend. And the only game I really bailed out on because I just couldn't take it anymore was the Baltimore-KC game. And the Jets Indy in the beginning, it was rather boring, and then that got heated up. But it was an interesting weekend of football. I think we saw some things emerge. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. The ending of the Jets Colts game was really exciting.
Yes.
And
yes,
the Seahawks Saints game, I think that might have been the best game of the weekend by far, and the most surprising, definitely. I mean, there was almost no one who's not a Seattle Seahawks fan that picked them to win that game.
Oh, absolutely. And the Saints, the defending right. Super Bowl champs, the 10 points that they were given on the board to win this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, no way. You wouldn't have expected that. But the defense looked terrible in the end.
And given what happened to my Vikings through the Saints last year, I was definitely loving it and cheering the Seahawks on the whole time. So it ended up being a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, I think so, too. And the Jets' Indy finish was very exciting. Adam Vinatieri, who arguably is the best of the best, made a tremendous kick for the Colts to have it just washed away when Nick Folk gets a shot at the 50-yarder, gets it, and then the Jets win. Oh, I thought Rex Ryan was going to have a heart attack when he was just ran out onto the field, just hysterical with euphoria that they won that game, because it wasn't looking very good for them either. If you know, when you just feel that momentum, you start watching the game, you're thinking, you know, there's some things that the Colts aren't doing here. But I think that with Sanchez, with the high passes, he was throwing the ball ridiculously high, that, boy, the Jets are not going to, he just cannot reel this in. And the Jets are just not going to win this in the end. And then they did. So a weekend, a wild weekend of football, to say the least. And, you know, coming up, we have the BCS championship game, the Oregon Ducks and the Auburn Tigers. The game that I think, or at least I hope, because I know I'll be watching, I hope this game lives up to its billing. I have a problem with college football anyway, because it's the same old thing that so many others also spout off, but I hate the idea that there's no true playoff system. At least these are two undefeated teams. You could say, you go by conference and strength of schedule and all that stuff, and you could say, well, did TCU get ripped off? And you could point to other things, but I'm just going to say that this game, at least these two undefeated, this matchup has the makings of a very good football game. In college football, in these long, drawn-out games, you want to talk about bailing and not staying with the investment. That's when I'll bail. So you got a Pac-10 powerhouse in the Ducks, and you got Auburn, who can wave its flag pretty high too in the SEC. And I do like what this game could turn out to be, but we'll see. Are we going to see, you know, in the battle of Newton and Thomas, are we going to see a wide open kind of high scoring affair? Are we going to see, you know, I wouldn't have predicted this matchup, I can tell you that. And it's the Ducks going for their first title. And, of course, the Tigers are looking for their first in a very, very long time, although they've tasted that victory before. I think we're going to see a shootout. I do. I think we're going to see a shootout in this one. All right, quickly here at the tail end, let's go to Daniel in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, good evening.
Hello. What's in your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to back up real quick.
Sure.
I've been watching this story unfold like everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and we remembered after Columbine and some of those incidents. Some of those things, they almost celebritized the people that were perpetrating the crime.
Yeah.
And it's just they talk about it so much. On a positive side, they don't really get into what the psychological side is. I think it's dangerous because if anybody else is out there feeling the same way and they hear it, they kind of look at them as some sort of a warped role model, and I think our society is just cooling off in that way. It's not as close as it used to.
Yeah, you know what? Here's what you could say. Like when you say it's not as close as it used to be, you know what you look at? To me, I think that there's not a lot of personal communication. Maybe that's changed for these kids when they're younger, because of the fact that technology is great in one respect, but in another respect, they're video gamers. There's a lot of loners out there. There's bullying going on. If we were going to point to things, because there has to be something that led to him being unstable. So I can't believe he was just, and it could happen, but I can't believe he was just raised in this great atmosphere and he was the most popular kid on campus. And already it's shaping up that it's not that. And I think the reason you have to say the psychological side, and I think it is worth bringing it up, is because you don't want to pin this on the crap of politics. I think that's just such a bailout when they blame it on that. Daniel, we're up against it, but to me, that's the danger. The danger is when you hear a crazy statement that, oh, it must be the Tea Party. It must be Sarah Palin. I mean, first of all, to give Sarah Palin to build it up that way, that her words moved him to do this and to attack that movement, to me is just ridiculous. The shooter was deranged. He and might have been fascinated by some of the stuff that was going on, but to pin the blame for her, for this attack on her, is ridiculous, and it just opens up all of that political tone and that nastiness that can blow things apart in an even worse direction.